Pastor Thompson, you had mentioned wanting to make some comments on the document, and now's the time. Go ahead.
Okay, so Ryan Gallagher actually called the lady, that the lawyer that drew that document up today, and she said there's a fourth part to it, and I know that it's an abridged document, but that she said that those things are instructions or whatever. So here's the thing. This, can you hear me?
I'm just teaching my wife how to moderate the chat. Sorry.
Oh, it's okay. Don't mind me. So what she said is she seemed like she was concerned that we were using it as like a get out of jail free card. Now, obviously that wasn't written for the new IFB movement, you know, exactly. I mean, some of the things that they use for instructions aren't exactly things that we employ. And so that's probably why some of it was left out. But Ryan's actually looking into getting a lawyer that's actually qualified to maybe redo it and more, because I mean it's her interpretation of the Supreme Court ruling, basically, is what it is, right? So he's looking into maybe getting a lawyer to that would be able to federally represent somebody in court, because she can't. She wrote that in California, but she lives in Illinois, and she doesn't have she can't even practice in Illinois. So the thing is, anyway, so that's kind of a concern, I guess, a little bit. But, you know, ultimately the laws come from God, and he says we can go soul winning. So regardless of what that stupid, you know, not stupid piece of paper, what that piece of paper says, we're going to go soul winning, like I said before. The other thing is I'm going to educate my church this weekend concerning that. And I just think, you know, if people think that they can just wave that around and the cops are going to leave them alone, that's not the case. I mean, obviously we saw what happened, you know, in Phoenix, so, or in Chandler. So, I mean, I just want to educate the people at my church, and obviously everybody can do what they want, but I don't want them just waving around a piece of paper and starting fights with people. I mean, I just want to have a real serious talk with the people at our church and make sure that they understand that this isn't some kind of aha, you know, you have to leave me alone, cop, type thing. You know what I mean? So I just think that, it, you know, because I've seen how many times it's been shared, and I hope people don't get the wrong idea. They think that that's like a, you know, a protection from the police, because it's not. They can still arrest you. They still shoot people when they're not supposed to. So, I mean, what do you think they're going to be afraid of taking a soul winner to jail? You know, they're just going to, nothing's going to, if they don't get in trouble for shooting somebody in the back like 15 times and killing them, then they're not going to have a second thought about taking one of us to jail. So my personal policy on it is, you know, if the police tell you to leave, you should leave, and obviously nicely try to show them the paper. If they don't want to see it, then, you know, whatever, you just say, I'll be back. But I mean, I just want people to understand that, you know, no document made of man is going to stop us from being persecuted. You know, God's the one that's supposed to protect us. Safety
absolutely
comes from the Lord. So anyway, that's my little chime in on about that.
And that's the reason that I mentioned earlier, you know, having knowledge about common law and the difference between the other types of law could be profitable, but yeah. I mean, you're going to start a battle of paperwork to issue the paper. I don't think that's the fight that we're called to. I really don't. This is spiritual warfare. And there's a lot of people that foolishly say, well, I found the secret document. If I fill out this paperwork and I tell them I'm a free man and I mail it off to them, then they'll leave me alone. No, you're just picking a fight with a tyrant for no reason. Find another way to win that battle, you know? And look, our battle is soul winning. We're commanded to go soul winning. And if you allow this Kent Hovind style battle of paperwork to get in the way of you preaching the gospel, then you're acting like a fool. You've given up your right to preach the gospel.